got the idea he's a tuber. And tuber is two reasons. First, it is the degree of the confession. The second thing is the haroto, the regret, and there is the remorse that one suffers. And another thing is, man, we don't realize what real tuber is. It's the undertaking never to do this same avera until the day one's death. That is kapola lahapo. The kapola lahapo means an undertaking for the future. To undertake never to do this avera until the day one's death. Very difficult thing. But that is true. So one has to be able to do it.
Rabbi, at the time this, I'm sure this truth does not exist, there's people who do it, but I know that sometimes we vow not to do something and somehow we stumble into that. I've stumbled into it again. And it seems that it's very hard to make that vow never to do it again. And I don't know what you do if you break that vow.
And then there's another big shock, you see. Do you have to do, if you've done tshuva for a thing already, when Yom Kippur comes, have you got to do tshuva again? And the following Yom Kippur, have you again got to do tshuva for that? The Rambam tells us that you do have to. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that you don't have to. The Rambam part is not only that you may, it is that you have to. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't only pass when you don't have to, he says you may not. But for people like myself, and it may apply to you too, I don't go according to the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to go on last year's, those are forgiven in this village, because he's afraid that you will spend too much time on that and too little time on the more recent ones. The Rambam, however, realizes that last year I wasn't the person that I'm this year. My understanding of the wrong that I did last year wasn't what it is this year. So this year I must also do tshuva on the difference in my hakoro, my recognition of what I did, you see, which is hakoro sacheti party. That is the way I understand the Rambam.
Because you can appreciate the gravity of the offense more, and you haven't done the tshuva to that extent.
To that extent, yes. That is missing. Well, the Rabbeinu Yonah still passes, you're not allowed to know nothing to do it, he says. But the Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking for people that they're too great for me.
But isn't the answer to that, if you're a different person, that's also the extent to which you didn't do that a very several years ago, did you not? Can one not say that as well?
No, taking an escapist point of view, you can't say that. You can't say that. It's a question in hakara, because deep down you're a very great person. Deep down, a very great person.
Isn't there just the other problem with the Rabbeinu Yonah saying that can a person assume that they've done a complete tshuva?
The Rabbeinu
says, if you've done a complete tshuva, then
you're
not allowed to do it again.
I don't think we can really assume that you've done a complete tshuva.
Exactly.
I don't think we can assume that. But what I feel is the fear that one will place too much stress on the past, that one will lose the past as an escape from the present. That can happen, you see. Well, This year they happen to be 13. Other years they're 12.
Every year of course.
Yes.
Every year of course.
Yes.
You talked about it, if you do it, it's formulated. I assume that each of us records our own and you're doing.
We do. Yes, you see, before we do it, we must first of all be Hakara. You know, Hakara is one that recognizes that it's a chait. Because there are people who, let's say, I know a person, a very nice person, he's interested in learning, he doesn't put on his certificate. So he doesn't really need to be. He doesn't, there's no Hakara Sachet there. He doesn't believe that it's wrong. He doesn't believe that it's wrong. See, he hasn't got, he hasn't reached that stage yet where he understands the feeling in this and put it on. He doesn't understand that. I'm sure you find people on wheelchairs. Is that the name of that long, long street? I'm sure it's a long street. You see, it's a long street. You find all kinds of people. I'm sure you find people there that don't regard riding on Shabbos, switching on the light on Shabbos, opening their businesses on Shabbos, won't regard it. You think they're going to make people for it? They won't even regard it. They still have chorus achayim. So first of all, one has to be makir achayim. One has to, one has to recognize that it is a sin.
We should all spend some time doing the Jewish Sabbath and so on. The 13th and every Sabbath and so on. Because now we should recognize that it's good.
Yes, that's right. So we can listen to anything. So it's among the things, you know, I would tell you that it's striking to say as we do it, it's really, I'd say, at least one thing of Gideon Kippur, that whole vidui of the Chayonim. And all those things there, I say that, you know, it's a bit odd. Chayonim is a very excellent compendium of the Orachai, of the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, made by a really great love. The Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah believer, he quotes the Chofetz Chaim and he was a Rabbi Vilna, but after the Vilna gone, nobody dared call himself Rav of Vilna. They called themselves the Mole Tzedek, if you look at the teacher of righteousness of Vilna. Nobody would just have the certainty to do it. Until after the war, some young fellow came to Vilna and established himself as the Rabbi of Vilna.
Is it recommended that we write down our passes and record them?
Yes, I must give you that. I've lived with people that every night went through their day. And if they did anything wrong to you in the day, they put down the book in the night. And they produced you on the beat. I mean, the people, they took out the book when they said they were beaten, they took out their book.
I thought you said the most important
thing
that
happened to Keshe Kong.
Sorry,
this before.
I'm disgusted.
I'm disgusted. Krishna Nefesh.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Love it. This is not like a Hezman and a fish always. You make counsel. So what happens if one day you get called in and a visitor tells you, he says, here, these are all my books here. And what does that mean? Well, you know, I haven't seen even action tears for the last 27 years.
So why do you want to come now?
Because he hears that they caught up with him. That he's honest, you see, and he doesn't want to. They caught up with him. He's honest now. Then what are you doing? It's an order to, we have to give an order to return.
Sometimes yearly, sometimes quarterly.
Imagine this, this is much more important. This is far more important. Go back. I don't know exactly, but there are various places. Even if you take the table and you look into the Musa for the day, for the Musa for Rosh Chodesh, you notice what it says there. Can you just give me a figure or a table? For me to give you the source for it, but it's, you know, if every Rosh Hashanah is starting a new book of life, then every month is a new chapter in that book. Now listen to this. Now add them all up. The Tevo, the Libroho, the Sotel, the Zincho, the Shuo, the Nehomo, the Farnoso, the Chalkolo, the Chayim, the Sholom. How many have you got?
10.
Will it be as great?
11.
Will it be as over?
12.
And in a Rikia, will a Haporas Posha? So for every month you've got, you see, you've got something. It's 13, you follow. So it's deeply rooted. It's very deeply rooted. What do you call
One last quick question, I think. Is it preferable to read one prepared, say, from the Is it preferable to read a prepared text of the Jewy, or is it preferable to read your own, or is it preferable to do both?
I can just take these on my own. If I try to make a text on my own, the number that I have, and when I look at the Chaibot, when I see Akhaya, this is this, and then he says something, I said, well, that I haven't done. And then he's got in brackets. He said, oh, sometimes you can't be too sure of it. She was just in brackets. This one is one of the better things I haven't done. All right, these are all very serious matters now. We went over this first verse, and it was an exciting thing for the first verse. It was an exciting first verse because it gave us three shittos with regard to the people we know. If you will remember, the one shitto was the shittos of the Vedic Dhamma, and that is the shitto which we follow. And that is that the people Rishon is with a Yerek into Mayim Umelach or Chomer, but not into Chalos. Chomer is vinegar. Chomer as you do it, with any kind of vegetable, herb, you say herb or herb?
Herb. And vegetable herb or green,
you dip that into vinegar or into salt water. That's a thirsty. The Rush Bum says, The Rashbam, how does the Rashbam work it out? He says not into Chareset. Even Chazeret you wouldn't dip into Chareset. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that if you use Chazeret, then you dip it into Chareset. Why do you dip Chazeret into Chareset? Mishum Kapo. Rashi says, and the Rashbam says, even Mishum Kapo you don't dip it into Chazeret. Because this is the Tibur Rishon. Is that clear? Even Mishum Kapo now. The Rabbeinu Tam says, if you use Chazeret and Mishum Kapo, you would put it into Chareset. But that's all, only Mishum Kapo. But otherwise, you use a shah, another yerek, and you use salt water, you use this. Now, the difficult point was with Rashi, because all Rashi says that if he's got no other green, he uses chazeret, and he dips, uses chazeret and dips it into chazeret. So we ask the question, what would happen if he didn't have, if he didn't use chazeret, but he used another green, he used parsley? Would Rashi say he also dips it into chazeret or not? And here we have got a very big machlokes in the Agoyes Amunis, how to read the Rashi. From the Tosfos and from the Sefer HaParadeis, which is Rashi's, and which the Agoyes Amunis quote, we discover that the Shita of Rashi is the same as Rabbeinu Yosef and the Rabbeinu Shemayo, and that is, and Rambam, the same Shita as Rambam, that is, we always, with Shah and Yerochas, we also dip into Chareset. So now we've got three Shitas. We've got the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that we dip into, we take parsley and we dip into salt water or vinegar. If, however, we do use chazeres, we dip into chareset and we shum kapo, we have got the shita of the Rashbam that we never dip into chareset, except for the Tibur Sheni, but for the Tibur Rishon we never dip into chareset, even with chazeres. And then we've got the Shita of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yosef and the Rabbeinu Shmayo that even, that with Shah of Yerokas, one also dips into Chareset. And what we've got to try and understand, and this we didn't do last week, but we want to go a step further today, we want to try and understand what is the reasoning in these three Shitas. And I'm very sorry, Glenn is here. Because Mark told me something that Glenn said, which was excellent, wasn't altogether right. Because there's one Rambam that he doesn't know, two Rambams that he didn't know, but it was excellent, and it is something along which I am working to understand what is the factor that causes the division between these three schools of thought. That's what we've got to understand. Now, I did the Rambam with you, and the Rambam was the same as Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yosef, and the Rabbeinu Shmayo, and that is that we dip into Chareset at all, for whatever we use for the Tibur Rishon, we dip into Chareset. Now, I'm going to read to you two Rambams, and those are the two Rambams that Glenn didn't know, which is first the clean order.
This is Rambam.
That is, I'm not doing that yet, I'm doing another Rambam. And this Rambam is Hilchot Chometz u'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Yud Aleph. I am finding the heat quite a depressive disposition. It would be good, but gentlemen, if any of you want to take off your jackets, please do not hesitate. The comments of master, Perik Zayin Aloha Yudah. Now, if you look at Yud Aleph, it reads as follows: Hacharoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim. The charoses is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Maybe.
Didn't we have
the interchange?
We had the
interchange. Anyway, it's a good drop on it. That's my question. Okay. Hakaros is mitzvah b'divrei Yitzchak. Zecher latit. It's in remembrance of the teeth, of the mortar, of the cement, of Shehoyu oath in both the Mitzrayim, with which they worked in Mitzrayim. The chetat osinoso, and how do you make the charoses? And he tells you how you make the charoses. That's what he said. But the important thing, important thing is
barley is this process.
A big problem.
It would appear to me it includes grover in our arm. Haven't we had that barley?
Well, there are figs and figs. But what should be in the charoses should be an apple. Now, he doesn't ask him that, but we come later. We'll come later why it has to be an apple. Tapuach. It's got to be a tapuach.
Yeah,
apple. Yeah. Are
they gave birth under the apple?
That's right. Now, how did you know that? It's a Gomorrah social. That's quite right. Mm-hmm. They gave birth under the apple tree.
The women.
They gave painless birth. When they were in Egypt, they gave painless birth under the apple trees. What's wrong with you? It shows.
I remember it grow very differently. I'm sorry. It is.
That grows in the apple, yes.
What is barley?
Barley is. You think of grapes probably. So, overall, is barley.
When we spoke of barley from among the dung of Arab cattle,
All right. Now, so, I want you to listen to the notion of the Rambam. Charoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Charoses is a mitzvah midrabbanan. This is the mitzvah midrabbanan. Now, that's going very far. Now, look what the Rambam says in his Perush HaMishnayos. Most of you have got the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam. Yes, yes, excellent. What if anybody wants to use it? Yes. Now, if we say, just look at your Mishnah first. If we say that charoses is a mitzvah midrabbanan, like whom do we paskin in the Mishnah? There are two views in the Mishnah. There is the of the Talmud Kamer.
Very usual with Paskin according to the general problem, the Tanakh Kama and the Tanakh, is Paskin like the Tanakh
Kama? No, not at all. No, that's no. So, according to the Rambam, like whom do we Paskin? Do we Paskin? And who's got the Gemara? In the Mishnah, we've got a Machlokes between the Tanakh Kama and Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Tzora, whether charoses is a mitzvah or is not a mitzvah. And you will remember that the Talmud Kama says, Afar Pisha in charoses mitzvah, that the charoses is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Tzora omer mitzvah, that it is a mitzvah. So if the Rambam says that it is a mitzvah, the charensis is a mitzvah, mitzvah is something, it's a mitzvah of Rabbonon, like who does it appear the Rambam Paskin? Does the Paskin like the Tanakam, or does the Paskin like Rabbi the Ozeb Rabbi Tzore? Paskin like Rabbi the Ozeb Rabbi Tzore. Now let us see what he's got to say in the Torah Shamishnayim of the Rambam. A view of one of your rockers, but Tabi Bachazer. Got the claim? A bonus of your body? Metabel Bachazeres, he lives with letters. So the Rambam says as follows. Haseder Shehu Omer Lechol Hu Kain. The Seder is as follows. Now, I might be a little bit hesitant when I read the Rambam for the first time. I'm reading it for the first time because I am at the moment using another Kavish Amishnais of the Rambam. This was originally done in Arabic. And this was translated by Ibn Tibbon, I think by Shmuel Ibn Tibbon, or possibly by Yehuda Ibn Tibbon. And I'm using a translation from the Arabic by Kapach, which is done fairly recently, because about 15 years ago. From Arabic into Hebrew, so it's slightly different. It's slightly different, and the tongues is the same.
Well,
it's an interesting thing. I gave it to my cousin as a present. They bring it there, nothing big over. I gave it as a present to him, and he had some sharp criticism about it, and so did I. And there's Rebbeinu Kaczynski in Jerusalem, when I pointed out some of the things that I criticized about it, wanted me to go to Kapach and speak to Kapach. And I said, I'm scared to go to him because of the language difficulty. They speak a different type of Hebrew, made with a very Arabic pronunciation. And it takes an hour or two just to get them to realize what it is. It sounds like another language when you hear it for the first time. So I didn't want to go to him, and basically the first thing he came to him. Then when I met with Lang a couple of years later and we were discussing it again, Rick Lang had become very interested in it. He said there are some things, there are some translations there that make a big difference, and he was very interested. So I said to Rick Lang, I said, have you ever been to see him? He said, no. I said, so how is it you've ever made the point of seeing him? He said, I'd be afraid to go to him. I said, you afraid? What are you going to be afraid of him for? He said, this man's knowledge is tremendous. Now, Reb Leib is in Londres, Kapach can't compare to Reb Leib. I said, but how can you say that? I mean, with your learning. He said, it's a different kind of learning. He said, but if I were to say anything to him, he would show me 12 sources. It's not like I'm saying. Now, I've got to be quick enough to go and work out on the spot that these 12 sources are like. When he said, I can't do that. He said, I can't work like that. But he's just got everything in his mind. He's got it all, and he brings it all up for me. He said, I can't work like that. It's just a different type of learning. But anyway, so then you can find that I'm hesitant. It's because I've done it in the other translation. It doesn't matter. I say this to Ome Lohol who came. The Seder about which it speaks is as follows. May be the one of our Shulchan, they bring before him the. He says, Yerichem is Dame, no, Akash, Yitzil, Osoba Charosis. And he eats any kind of herb or greens that he that comes to him. And
which he needs,
Abhi Pardon? Chenis Dame, that he chances to him. Chenis Dame, that presents itself to him from Zman, that at this particular time is there. Acha Shehitil Osofa Charoses. He eats it after he has dipped it into the Charoses. We worek or love Bole Kriya Jomo. And he makes the brocha of Bole Pri Hu Adomo. The Dishi Omer Betabe Bechazeres, and that which he says he dips into Chazeres, the Diacho, Kibore Briat, that he dips with the Chazeres, I'm telling you quite right, that he dips with the Chazeres, the Diacho is to inform you, Kibore Briat, Domi Yabore Hafiru Al Chazeres, Shirumi Namarelli. He says, even if it's Chazeres, he must also make Bore Briat, Dom, of course, it's for Pramora. The Dishi will Ochmer Bemokam Yerek Bidechilo. Because he's using it instead of Yerek for the Tiburishan. Avol keshe ocham matzo, the agaka chazeres. But when later in the meal he eats matzah and then he eats morel, mavorech alachilas morel in the ochel techilo morel. Then he makes alachilas morel if he didn't eat morel at the beginning. The im eilo ela morel techilo vesel. But if he has got only moral for the people rich and the people shady, Yavorech olof techilo v'reklilo adoma v'achel kachalachilas more, v'ochel v'sof v'lev brocho. So, I mean, pardon?
I'm sorry.
So he says, but if he's only got chazeres, then for the people rich he makes two brochos, he makes v'reklilo adoma, and he makes achilas more, And for the morrow that he eats after the matzah, he doesn't make any broch at all because he's engaged with the previous broch. Yes, now comes the interesting part. This is the Rambam. But this commentary was written originally in Arabic. Because this commentary he wrote for people who learn Mishnah only. But he wrote it, there are people who learn Mishnah only, but they learned it as a great limit. Umishe sidavnu, umashe sidavnu lechel yerek al kolponi, the other gasmoro, and that is that we do in our Seder, that we should eat rather a green and then later a moro, gedeshe ye shinui, it is in order that there should be a difference, the yishal aben, and the son and the child should ask. Now, just look what he says here, Umetabe the Khan, and here when he says Umetabe he dips, in Yonashim is Asek Bahila Sayere. It means that he sort of he occupies himself with the eating of the Khiere. Now, in the Kapach's translation, it's got that the Rambam says, that the word metabel in this instance, which we use metabel, really means metapel.
That sounds like this very thing, doesn't it?
Yes, but he really says it explicitly. Yeah, it just really means mitasek. But then he says it's metabel, it's really metapel. It's metapel and it means mitzasek. All right.
Either way, it sounds differently than the way we've been learning the Rambam.
Yes, it's true. It's true it sounds differently, but I want you to take into consideration what it means here. Vacharoses huta ruba se yeshbo kawi udmus tevin vese zechelati and it is made out of and so forth, the Lord of the Nosebos, Shibobos made her angel with the ears of the Lord. But Rabbi Ozer ben Tzodek Omer, have you got that? But Rabbi Ozer ben Tzodek Omer, have you? Or let's do from there. By that we're only then so cut, and we do it as follows. Showed into any loads of morning, we soak figs or dates, umavashlin oson, and we cook them, v'dakin oson, and we stamp them, archi yutubu, and until they become very soft, v'loshin akol b'chavet, and we knead the whole lot of it in vinegar, v'nosnin boshi boles leir, and we put some kind of grain in it, El Ezo, Buchayensebo, or Hisop, or the like, the Lisa Chelkin, without making it fine, that is the way we make charoses. Rabbi Eliezer, Ozer ben Tzodek Omer, charoses mitzvah, Rabbi Eliezer says that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tovid says it's a mitzvah, which you know from our mitzvah. The Da'atel, according to his view, Shechayim Odom Lavore Ahir Tideshon the mitzvah so betzivonu ala chilas me'acharosias. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tovid, who says it's a mitzvah, you've got to make a broch Ahir Tideshon the mitzvah so betzivonu. Says Rambam, but ain't no halacha, but that's not the halacha. So if the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah says and that's not the halacha, and the Rambam when he paskin says that when Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok says that it's a mitzvah, what kind of mitzvah is it? Only if Rabbanu can't be a mitzvah, the right is the mention of it in the Torah. Mm-hmm. So it's only it's a drabonah. And in the Perush HaMishnah he says, but ain't no halacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok. And in the Rambam here he says, Chareshes mitzvah medivrei seichel seichel leti. In that case, then the two Rambams don't agree. The two Rambams don't agree. So what is it that he says?
He's saying it's to remember the mortar.
Yes.
That doesn't say that it has to be a mitzvah. Who says that it has to be a halacha? Very nice, you want to remember it, remember it. But it doesn't have to be that. So you don't do it, so you don't do it. It doesn't have to be such a big thing. There's not a big difference there. He said, Rabbi Eliezer Mitzvah says, now you have to do it. The Rambam says, it's a nice thing to do.
It's a mitzvah. It means you've got to do chareshes. You've got to have chareshes. It's a mitzvah. Then why not? If it's a mitzvah, why don't you have to make a brocha?
Right.
If you don't have to make a brocha, and you don't ask him like Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadok, then it's not a mitzvah. So, we wonder if whatever way you take it, the Rambam is difficult. So the Perush HaMishnah doesn't agree with the Rambam. That's the trouble, yes. And then it's trouble, but it's good trouble. It's good trouble. Because when we get these sort of things, we get to the bottom of it. Yes, Mr.
I know I'm jumping the gun.
You're not jumping. No.
Today we use harosis.
Yes.
Is it a mitzvah? I mean, is it something? Is it something that somebody could do or could not do? I mean,
we're going to get it. It's a very interesting thing. Now, the Nosei Kelim touch this point, but I would like to go through the Magid Mishnah, the Devar Mishnah with you. I'd like to very much to go with you, but you know. This would be jumping the gun. To go into things when we aren't altogether ready for that. I mean, we've gone a long way, but I'll give you some idea. Yes, what's one of your job?
One thing also with first, I know there are many recipes, and as far as I know, they're all okay. I mean, I have one way of making farosa. In my family, there's another way of making farosa. So there's apparently some flexibility there, which...
Yes, but all right, it's a different meaning, but it comes to all that.
What's those questions? What was the point?
Who's?
Well,
oh, Del Glenn, I'll come to it. He didn't make a question, he made a remark about it. The remark was, without knowing this Rambam, that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, and without knowing this Rambam, which is a stealer to what the Rambam says, and just on this Rambam alone, where he says that the Tavon Osev HaKharosis, the Ochel Kazayis, and the Eater Kazayis, he takes it that he says that the people reason is actually a full mitzvah.
Which is like,
because he says it's got a dip dafke in Kharosis, and you've got to eat a whole Kazayis, which is absolutely right. But there are other things here. Now, the two Rambams that conflict, this is the difficult thing. Now, if you just listen to me, then you'll get the whole story quite easily. The Rambam paskens that Chareshes is a mitzvah.
Matzah is also a mitzvah. Moral is also a mitzvah. It is true that matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and moral is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Moral. Well, because we haven't got, we can't eat together with a cotton test. Or I dare to say, even the moral that we do, it's a mitzvah drabon. But it's not the same type of mitzvah that the Rambam speaks about the charoset. Let me give you an example. We, another mitzvah we've got to do is, on the plate, on the ka'oro, we've got to have two other shnei tafshili. The mishnah says so, so it's a mitzvah. We've got to have shnei tafshili. Do we have to eat those two tafshili? Not at all. We don't have to eat those two tafshili. But, so what is the mitzvah if we don't have to eat them? Very good. The mitzvah is that they've got to be on the plate, that we've got to see them. It's got to be brought to the Pesach table. The eye has got to see it. That is the mitzvah. So the Rambam says that this is a mitzvah. Charoset is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah the same as the Shnei Tafshili is a mitzvah. And it's the same as the one Tafshili is a mitzvah Zeichel HaKorban. And the other, the Tafshili is a mitzvah Zeichel HaKagigo. So we've got the Charoset is a mitzvah Zeichel HaKorban. But there is no mitzvah that you've got to eat the charoset. That isn't the mitzvah. Just one moment. But what do we do with the Rambam, if the Rambam says that you are table the yerek into the charoset, even if it's not chazeres? You must put it into the charoset. Why must you dip it into the charoset? He says, yes, this is not when you dip it into the charoset. This is not the mitzvah of charoset. This is the mitzvah of tibul rishon. And the mitzvah of tibul rishon is just that you dip it into the charoset. Because the charoset is there, zeichelati. So we, in order to zeichelati, so we dip it in and we eat it also. But it's not the gufa mitzvah. This isn't the actual mitzvah. The actual mitzvah is only karpas, is a yerek. That's the mitzvah. Later on, the mitzvah is moral. The dipping into it isn't the gufa mitzvah. That isn't the body of the mitzvah. It's something that goes with the mitzvah. You don't understand
that. Okay, let me see. The mitzvah is the haroset.
No, first of all, you say mitzvah is...
two mitzvahs. You're saying mitzvah is mitzvah
and
mitzvah.
Now it's easy. What the Rambam says is, when the Rambam says haroset is a mitzvah, he says the mitzvah is that it must be on the plate, it must be seen. That is the mitzvah.
That's in the Rambam.
That is in this Rambam.
In which case, what bracha do you make on the mitzvah?
You don't have to make a bracha. For seeing, you don't make a bracha. Have you ever seen a bracha that you make? Because you see why you make it. You make a perfectly a bracha.
It's not
a
bracha. You make it.
There's not much to see. Well, the mitzvah is the same as the shepherd. What mitzvah do you make on the shepherd? What mitzvah do you make on the egg? So there's no mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that has got to be in the place. That is all. That is the mitzvah.
But Rabbi, you still make a bracha, for instance, when you see something, when you see different things, like a strange person or
light. That's a bracha on re'io. That's a bracha on re'io. That lightning is an experience. A sight is an experience. But there's no bracha on this. So if the same as there isn't a bracha on the shaitan, there isn't a bracha on the egg. Then make a bracha on it. So you make no bracha on this. So the mitzvah is the same as shnei tafshilin as the shaitan. So this is also a mitzvah that has got to be on the plate. Careful. Now just look at it. When the Mishnah says, chazeres eino mitzvah, it means it's not a mitzvah in its own right. A mitzvah in its own right is that you've got to eat it. Charoset is not a mitzvah that you've got to eat it and make a brocha, therefore you've got to make a brocha on it. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzora says it's a mitzvah in its own right, therefore you've got to make a brocha on it. Fine. So the mitzvah is, when the Rambam paskens that it is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that has got to be on the plate, and that is all. Now I want you, just let me finish this. Now I want you to say something.
Friday night, coming to your home, and you make kisses, and then you wash your hands, and you go and you praise his heaven, and Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaMotzi Lechem Mino Oretz. And what do I do immediately? No.
No,
I dip it into the salt. Do I make a broth on the salt?
No.
That's not the goof.
It's not the goof on mitzvah. The goof on mitzvah is the bread. I dip it into the salt. But that's it's secondary. What is it? It's secondary. That's not a mitzvah. Salt isn't a mitzvah. And if I don't eat in the salt, I can't eat the bread. That's not the mitzvah. So what the Rambam says is, the mitzvah is the carpet in the Tibur region. The Tibur that he dips it into, that isn't something quite big, that's not the Gufa mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzorek says it's the Gufa mitzvah, says the Rambam, we don't fast like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzorek. If it's the Gufa mitzvah, you've got to make a brocha on it. But that's not the Gufa mitzvah. So now the Rambam works out very, very nicely. And the Mishnah works out very, very nicely. That is the way that the Rambam learns it. That is the way that according to Tosfos Rashi learns it. That's the way he learns it. Now we can understand why the Rambam says the word metapel isn't quite right. It's like metapel. This isn't a tibul. A tibul is a mitzvah, is a tibul. This isn't a mitzvah in that sense. It's the tapel. One sees on that, so he dips it into the charoses. So it's nice to dip it into the charoses. But it's not the gufa mitzvah. A mitzvah is, but it's not the gufa mitzvah.
So why this sounds to me slightly differently than what we learned last week? I don't know what the school of Rabin Yosef and Rosh Maya and Rashi say specifically to dip into Karoset because that is a mitzvah.
Well, then I tell you, we've got to work out how to explain the different schools. Now, from the way Tostas learns the Rashi, it comes out exactly like the Rambam. The Rambam says that you dip any yerek into charoses. So now it comes out, you dip it into charoses. But it's not a mitzvah. We can learn the Rashi like that also.
Then why do they say it must be in charoses?
Because you've got it on the table.
But why not softball?
You see. But charoses is a mitzvah. See, charoses is a mitzvah. So it is, once it is a mitzvah, you use it. So you dip this into it, you dip it into whatever you dip into that. Once it is a mitzvah, it's there for a mitzvah. Now, are we going to say it further?
We're building on what we learned last.
Are we, pardon?
We're building.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Well,
but we can go very much further than that. We can dissect it even further. But let us first of all get the Rambam straight. Because the Rambam with the famous Mishnah helps us out a lot, you see. So he makes it perfectly clear that it's not a mitzvah in its own right, Charoses. Charoses is Zeichelati, and it is there to be seen. But it is a mitzvah. And when we dip into the charoses, he says, this is not a tibul, but it is a tipul. It's a tipul. So we dip it into the charoses. But it's not a mitzvah in its own right. The Rashbam says that the you see, there's another thing that I want to say, that the Rambam says, I can just lay my hands on this Rambam. Rambam says in Aloha Ches in Shemini Ches Bizman Adesh Inshom Korban
this time that we haven't got a call, sir. Sorry? In this time that we haven't got a korban pesach, once we make the brocha amitzi lechem in orev and alakilas morev, chelzeh umavorech alakilas morev, then he makes alakilas matzo. Now listen to this. Says the Rambam, he dips the matzah into the charensis and he eats it. The matzah also he dips into the charensis and he eats.
That's all.
That's the people. Afterwards he makes a broch al achilas morer, umetabe morer b'chareshes ba'elcher. And then he puts the vetus in that, that's the way we do it. He says, but don't give you also b'chareshes, same way you're back in the tamer, but don't put it too much into the chareshes, because you will spoil the taste of the morer, of the chazeres. So you've got to be careful. The zoom meets what we did very safely. Of course, today this is the mission there. That is still not the end of it. If you just look what the arrival says the course of arrival does, they have it. That's family. That you put the matzah into the charensis, he says that's family. No, there isn't much. No. You definitely agree with it. Very simply. What is matzah? Now, morel we dip into charensis. Why do we dip morel into charensis?
Because
they go together. You see, the morel, the bitterness, and the bricks, it all consists of morel u'chayeyem, b'chomer u'bilveini. So this goes together. Why do we eat matzah? You say it's made of a fiction. If it is made of a fiction, then it's alright dipping it into the charensis. But if it's bread of chelus of going out to Egypt, is it alright to dip it into the charensis?
It's exactly. It could be because people itself, the act of people itself,
The gap of the Bible is very great. You can't say the Rambam and the Bible. Just look at the two parts of that. Right. So now we've got that, you see, and we are going to come a little bit later. Why is it called Lechem only? Even when it's called a Lechem only, some places, only doesn't mean a fiction. Only comes from only. I ask you and you answer. There are many answers for matzah, why we eat matzah. Many answers. Says the Rambam, one of them is into charensis. That's one of them. Says the Rambam, and this is bread of chayus. That is the thing. Because they didn't have time to bake their bread, and that's why we eat it. You can't have it in charensis. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, says the Rambam. Why doesn't it make sense? Because that is his view of matzah. It doesn't make sense. He knows what the Rambam's view is. He doesn't agree with it.
Just on the question of the lashon of the Rambam, to say the Hevel of what the Rambam says, if he doesn't agree, wouldn't it be another way of saying, you know, I don't hold like that?
You see, I don't want to. If I'm going to explain that to you, then it's the rest of this year.
Well,
Now, David Altshuler would say,
I would say so also in the sense that we read across it a lot. We read across it a lot also in Rashi, between Rashi and
Ramban. Somebody says it's just
That's something else. I mean, Shus is not the same thing. That's
a use, that's a lesson.
Usually, and sometimes it's the same.
In this case, it seems to put the dollar that refers you up to the Rambam. It puts the dollar next to Rabbi Eliezer.
That is Rabbi Tzurek. Yes, you see, because his job is not to explain. His job is not to explain. The Rambam fastened it's a mitzvah. Only Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzurek says it's a mitzvah. You're quite right. That you must be given, you see me. You know, there are some people who fasten from an English calendar. There are some people who fasten from a Hebrew calendar. There are some people who fasten from a digest of a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch translated into English. This is already going there, but you can't fasten from that. You can only refer to it. But fasten you can't. Let me just see if I can lay my hands on this. See the page there. Page that says different. My city bore Rabbi Elozov, Rabbi Shimon, we meet Dol Gdu. Rabbi Elozov, Rabbi Shimon came from Migdol Gdu. We based Rabbi from the house of his teacher. Bohoyo Rofu al Khamel. He was writing on a Khamel. Umetayel al Safas Naho. And he was going at a leisurely pace on the side of the river, on the boardwalk of the river.